Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. If you're in the area, come on by, get you a square up on the pool, win a few dollars. At 7:30, we'll go to the Monday night game between the 49ers and the Rams. You can hear it right here on the Big 870. At 6:30 tonight, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, special edition of the Saints Coaches Show with Saints Executive Vice President, General Manager Mickey Loomis. And his guest tonight will be Saints linebackers coach Michael Hodges. On our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line, no friend of the WWL and former GM of the Saints, Randy Mueller. Randy, thanks so much for joining us, bud.
My pleasure, guys. Good to be with you. I wonder if I can call into that front office show. And talk
yeah,
to Mickey.
Call in. Mickey wants some questions.
Yeah, no, and Randy, when I think about that, how would you answer this question? Okay, you general manager of a team, and it's a small sample size, but it is a sample size, and you're leading the NFL in penalties and turnovers. It's amazing the Saints aren't 0-4, right? Wouldn't you say because of the parity of the league? I mean, come on. If you're leading in penalties and you're turning over the football and you minus 7, it's amazing that the Saints even won a game. And you could say, well, they kind of lucked out against the Falcons. But wouldn't you be pulling out your hair? I mean, that's kind of discouraging.
Yeah, that's definitely not a good combination, that's for sure. That wouldn't be one yeah. I'd want to be. I wouldn't want to be high on that list. But, hey, you're right. I mean, they're 2-2. It could be worse, and hopefully they get some things solved. I think it is a long grind, as you guys both know. And so there's time to correct things. There's time to get right. But there's no time like the right now, like the present. So we'll see how it shakes out. It's a new era, right? We'll see what Dennis Allen can do to kind of get them refocused. Obviously, penalties to me are a discipline thing and a focus thing. And hey, everybody goes through little stints like this. Let's see if they can fix it.
Randy, one of the things that's changed, and you always wanted to have that elite quarterback. You wanted to have that guy that can kind of carry you on his back at times. But back, say, in the 90s, maybe early 2000s, man, if you could play great defense and you could run the football well, hey, you can get to the big show. Today, if you don't have a big-time quarterback, either got one or you're looking for one. And I thought what we saw Sunday, man, Kirk Cousins, he might get you to a playoff game, but he ain't winning squat. And right now the Saints are in the bridge mode. They in the fact that they in the looking mode for the future of this franchise at the quarterback spot.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, Mike. I think both those teams are probably going to be in the market for one come next April. There's no doubt about it. And I thought you're correct, and it was on full display in London. I just thought both teams kind of overcame what they could. I don't think either one of these guys is somebody that can carry a team. So I think you'll see both these teams dipping in. Unfortunately, I think there's about 6 or 7 teams this year that may be doing the same thing. You know, it might be the Falcons. It might be Washington. It might be the Seahawks. Could be the Texans. You know, there's a bunch of teams now that are going to be searching the quarterback tree, and there'll be some competition for the guys in the draft, that's for sure.
Your thoughts on Jalen Hurts early this season? Because there were question marks leading into this season. Could he be the guy in Philly? Right now, Randy, it's clear cut. They're the best team in the NFC. Their offensive line's the best in the league. They got some really terrific receivers with Devontae and Dallas, and certainly with now A.J. Brown, they can run the football. Their defense is pretty sturdy, and they get after you. Their coverage units are really good, too, in the secondary. But your thoughts on Hurts and his progression at quarterback?
Well, I think it has been a progression. I've been bullish on Jalen Hurts. I've followed from day one at Alabama. He got better when he went to Oklahoma. He got better when he went to the pros. And now you're looking at a guy for the first time, and I believe this is true, in his life where he's had the same coordinator 2 years in a row. So it's the same offense. So you're seeing a guy leaps and bounds get better with every challenge. So I've always thought the intangibles are there, the leadership, the processing is there. I just felt like he needed to improve his pocket presence and throws from the pocket. And he's done that this year. Now, some of that, you're right, might be due to the fact that they've upgraded their perimeter players. But I think they're in a great spot with him. They've got draft capital for next year if for some reason it didn't work out. But I'm with you. I don't need to see a whole lot more. I think Jalen Hurts is the guy. And I concur with you. I think they're the best team in the NFC right now.
Now, Randy, when you look at, again, starting the season, who has maybe surprised you the most? And we look at the Eagles being top of the NFC. But look at the Jags. I mean, does Doug Peterson make that much of a difference? I mean, the Jags seem that's been a pleasant surprise if you're Jaguar fans. And then I look who's gotten off the disappointing start. I'd have to say, and I was a Matt Ryan fan, but the Colts and the Saints. So far, with the Saints being 1-2 and 1-3, and looking at the Colts, I was a lot higher on Matt Ryan, maybe being that difference with the Colts. So, what's up with them?
Yeah, I'll take the last one first. I do think the Colts have underachieved. There seems to be something that's missing. I don't know whether it's Matt Ryan, but I will say this: I don't see a lot of speed on their perimeter either. They kind of look like a slow motion, slogging offense that has to drive the ball forever to score. And as you guys know, you screw up more times than not when you have to drive 10 or 12 plays every time to score. So that's a hard one to crack. I think with Jacksonville, a lot of it can be credited to just professional people around the building, right? Whether it's Doug and his staff. I just think that team was in a mode, I'll be honest, much like when we took over the Saints in 2000. It was just a giant change,
yep.
And that's not to put blame on anybody. It was just a giant change in every way, in culture, in people, in association, in the way you do business. It was just totally different, and it can happen. Sometimes it's more about, how you bring guys together than it is just having the best players. So I think in that case, the Jaguars have made strides so far. It's a long year, but I do like where they're headed. You're seeing the quarterback progress a little bit, and that's the big thing. Now, he took a little step back last week, maybe because of the weather. He wasn't quite as sharp. But I think for the first time, you're seeing a quarterback now that an NFL quarterback, and that's going to be fun to watch him grow.
Now, Randy, with that being said, the Seahawks are coming to the Superdome. I mean, I don't know. This is pretty damn good. Looking at Geno Smith, he was 23 of 30. 320 yards, and look how efficient they were offensively in a shootout. Now, I know it was against the Lions, but it is the NFL. The Saints are going to have to come to play. And to me, Geno Smith, I'm not saying he's the future of the Seahawks, but even the Seahawks are better than I thought they would be.
Randy, wouldn't you say Pete is built always, I don't care if it's in college or the pros, he wants a big-time runner. And I don't know if Rashard Penny can do this forever.
You mean Penny?
Rashard Penny, yeah.
Yeah, Penny.
I don't know if he can do it over a course of time, but, man, he looks good at times.
17,
he flashes it.
17 carries, 151 yards, I'd say so.
Yeah, he's definitely flashed. I think, obviously, I live in Seattle, so I see a lot of them. I think the note on last week, and Bobby hit on it, was it was the Lions. So there's a little bit.
Yeah.
You got to put a little bit of an asterisk there. Their defense is really struggling.
Oh.
But I'll say this. In Seattle has struggled offensively as well. But this week was the best game plan and the best execution of the scheme that they've had since the new coordinator came a year ago. I thought it was really good. Geno did take care of the ball good. He had put up good numbers. But you're right. They're running the ball better. They're doing some things a little bit different than they did in the past, but I think they're just further along as a group. They're playing two rookie offensive tackles, which is crazy to think of, but against Detroit, it didn't bother them. Where Seattle has really struggled in these first four games is defensively. Oh. They just struggled to stop the run. And
right.
they have had trouble setting the edge. They've had trouble getting knocked back. Seems like they've played a lot of sub-packages, and teams have taken advantage of them by running the ball right down their throat when they're playing nickel coverages. So there's some things there on defense, but you're right. Pete finds a way. Pete is a really good motivator. They play hard for him. He may not have the most talented group, but sometimes they play and rise up and play better than that. This will be a fun game.
Now, Randy, you put your general manager hat on and you're running an organization, and you have a starting quarterback, and then they might have an injury. Look what's happening in Dallas with Dak Prescott. Now you look at Jameis Winston and the Saints. And, you know, some fans tell me, well, you can't lose your job because of injury. I said, why can't you? I mean, it's the pros. We're in a production business. And to me, if the Saints think they have a better option with Andy Dalton to win, they're not dedicated to Jameis Winston in the future. Now, if that's Russell Wilson with the Broncos or Kyler Murray with the Cardinals, no, they have to work out because all the money they haven't invested in them. But what is your take on that as far as a quarterback and dealing with injuries, and you might be on a winning streak, or what occurs when you pass the torch? You go from the starter to the backup, back to the starter, or do you go from the starter to the backup and stick with the backup because you're winning?
Well, I don't think you can throw a blanket over them all and treat them all the same. That's for
right.
sure. So yeah. You're correct in that, you know, somebody like Russell Wilson, who you just paid $250 million to, he's going to be the guy no matter what. But I think there are places where if the backup comes in and plays good, they've got to see it out. They almost have to try to find as much answers as they can before they make the trade back. And Dallas is a prime example of that. I think Dak will have his job back, there's no doubt. But I think one thing you can learn when the backup does play and you have success, sometimes it's a good lesson for the coordinator. And I think we see that in Dallas now. They've finally found a little recipe here to how they can call a game and how they can be productive. Now, it didn't take losing Dak to figure that out, but it's caused Kellen Moore, their coordinator, to kind of switch some things around. They're running the ball now. They're throwing the ball with a little more precision. So they've called a different game, and I think sometimes that's what you find. Maybe they'll find that in New Orleans where Pete Carmichael can call a little bit of a different game with Andy Dalton in there. But I think teams like the Saints, teams like Seattle, they're open to whoever is productive, and they're going to stick with them as long as they are showing it on the field.
Randy, thanks so much for joining us. Always great, man, and we always enjoy your insights into the game, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, guys. Yep, take care.
Thanks so much. Randy Mueller, who was a longtime NFL executive.
Well, two decades ago, right here in New Orleans. Yeah.
In New Orleans, Miami.
Yep.
He was with the Chargers, with Seattle before. We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.